Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is supported by Alaska Commercial Electronics, moving forward as Island Refrigeration, to continue ACE's 35 years of marine electronics sales, installation, and service. Equipment and repairs at the ACE Building, 908 South Nordic Drive, 907-772-3893.
Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
And support for Tradio comes from Tongass Federal Credit Union with the Build and Save Match Savings Program, helping low-income residents in Southeast Alaska save for a home of their own. Applications are open now. More information at tongassfcu.com/buildandsave or 907-228-8676. Four minutes after nine, it's time for Tradio here on KFSK. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Oh, I can't hear your microphone for some reason. Huh, let's have you try a different one. Yeah, let's see. Let's have you try, I'll switch this real quick and then have you try mic two. Have to look at that in a minute. Not sure what's going on there. All right.
Is that better?
Go ahead and...
Yes. Okay, that's that. I think I can hear myself now.
Okay, you can hear yourself. I can't hear you in my headphones. That's interesting. I will have to take an ear off and see what's going on there.
Now, I'm not sure I can hear. Anyway.
Figured it out.
Okay, there we go. There we go. That sounds better.
Got it.
Okay. I'm here.
The little button was not pressed.
Oh, there was a little button.
That is sometimes happens. People need to press your buttons correctly.
Well, yeah, I suppose if somebody's cleaning the board or something and accidentally turns one of those off.
Live troubleshooting on the radio is stimulating and exciting for everybody.
Yes.
Well, good morning again. Welcome to Tradio, everyone. If you want to give us a call here at the station, buy, sell, trade, or if you have an event you'd like to let us know about, call 907-531-8049. And we do have a caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
This is Cindy Fry over here at the high school, and our close-up students have two exciting fundraisers we would like to announce to the community. Our first one is fresh baked bagels. We are selling them in packs of four of one of three flavors, either everything, jalapeno cheddar, or just cheddar. They are four for $20. Our pickup date is Sunday the 25th between 4 and 6 p.m., and orders can be placed by calling the high school office at 877-526-7656, or people can always stop by. I also have an ad out on the different buy, sell, trades, and it's my business on Facebook. People are welcome to place orders that way, too, and we'll get you on the list for fresh baked bagels.
And what times were the pickups again?
From 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock
okay.
on Sunday the 25th.
All right.
We're gonna be baking in the morning, so we need a little bit of time to let that dough rise and to get them boiled and all the seasonings put on and bagged up into the little carry bags.
Okay.
I'm pretty excited.
Sounds delicious.
Our next one, if you're ready for that,
yes,
is we're doing our amazing big burrito sale again. This is a 12-inch tortilla that is packed full. It is a full burrito. They are $10 each, or you can buy five for $45. They freeze amazingly. And pop them in the oven, and you have a ready meal. This pickup is going to be February 17th, also at the high school cafe, and the hours are from 5 to 7. Orders can also be placed through the high school office or through me or on Facebook, either way. They are a 12-inch burrito that's stuffed full with pulled pork. We have some delicious black beans in there, rice, cheese, and salsa. And so, once again, those are $10 each, or you can stock up and buy five for $45. Pick up on February 17th between 5 p.m. and 7.
Okay. I think I've got it.
And you said this is both of these are for the close-up. Is that that's correct?
Yeah, they're both for our close-up trip. Our students, we're kind of in our final stage of fundraising for all of our students to go to Washington, D.C. and New York this year. So we're getting really excited as we enter the home stretch.
Excellent. All right. Well, I'm excited for bagels and burritos.
Yeah.
I know. We got B&B going on, people.
Okay.
Right, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Cindy. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Great. And I remember there was a, back in Chicago, there was a burrito shop who advertised burritos as big as your head.
Oh, and they, were they?
Pretty big. And when she's saying a 12-inch burrito, that's making me think of that.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's pretty sizable. That's a pretty good deal, I think.
I think so.
All right, we have another caller. You're on line two. You are on Tradio. Good morning.
Good morning. Is this me?
Yes.
That's you.
Joyce.
Okay, it's Joyce. I'm calling for bingo. The Sons of Bingo tonight. The doors open at 6. Bingo starts promptly at 7. And tonight, one of our ladies is making Salisbury meatballs.
What kind of meatballs?
Salisbury.
Salisbury. Okay.
Yes, meatballs. So, yeah, come on out. We have had low people come, low amount of people. So we need more people to play. It's fun.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Yeah, more people means more potential to win.
Yes, yes. More winnings if there's more people.
And it's a great activity to shake off the winter a little bit, shake off the doldrums. It's a fun time. We invite you to do that. All right. Again, number to call here, 907-531-8049. If there's something you would like to share on the air, we would appreciate hearing from you. While we wait for some more calls, Chris, anything you want to chat about real
quick? Well, at the library, there's several things going on tomorrow, and one of them is the Baby Raven Reads, mm-hmm. and then there's also the Mothers that are getting together in the afternoon. So, again, we have a full schedule. You can look at it at psglib.org.
Yep. And a little more here, Baby Raven Reads with teacher Brandy Heppy, and that is tomorrow from 11 to 12:30. It's a family event for young kids, and the story will be followed by cultural activities. And then the Mama to Mama Milk Meetup with RN Kelly Wood is from 2 to 3. Mothers are welcome to come discuss postpartum breastfeeding experiences. Babies are welcome, of course, and that is, again, at the library. And the library, of course, will also be closed on Monday for Martin Luther King Day.
Mm-hmm.
As will the Baylor facility will be closed, but garbage and recycling pickup will be happening as normal. And KFSK also offices will be closed on Monday as well. Looks like we do have another call on line one. Good morning. You are on Tradio.
Hey, good morning. It's Ashley Lord calling.
Hey.
Hi, Ashley.
Hey, good morning. I am calling because we are pulling together a local talent show, which we kind of been doing annually for 8 years now. So the talent show is going to be February 9th, which is a Monday night. And this talent show is a fundraiser for the kids heading to Scotland. This is high school kids heading to Scotland for the drama club. And then also it's for the high school art kids heading to Haynes for Art Fest in April.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're looking for, if anyone's interested in helping out, providing an act for the stage or providing a dessert for the bake sale or just wants to help out in general, they can reach out to me. My email address is alohr@pcsd.us. Or if that doesn't make sense to write that down, you can always just find me up at the school.
Sure.
And I'm just on here to let people know to write that on their calendar to come on in. I don't know if we're going to put a price tag on the tickets yet. We just had our first meeting on Wednesday, and it might be donations at the door, but tickets will be at the door, most likely $10 or donations would be fine too. So 6:30 show starts, and 6 o'clock the doors will open. And that's local talent, family-friendly events. You know, we're looking for talent, and we're also encouraging families to come out for fun evening events.
Yeah. Any particular, like, length of performance you're looking for from people, or just anything goes for the most part?
All are welcome. we'll definitely have our Poetry Out Loud kids. We'll have our drama kids. We will probably have some musical acts, but I do remember in years previous, people have done magic tricks or skits or dog tricks, bringing the dogs.
That's great.
Having the dog tricks. Yeah, yeah. So we're looking for participation, but also just looking for people to come on in and enjoy local talent up on stage.
Right. And you said it's for the Art Fest in Haines, which is in April. And then you said then for the Fringe Festival deal in Scotland, and that is when? Do you remember?
That's in the summer. I'm not quite sure of the dates. Okay. Miss Winterstein and I are teaming up for this fundraiser, and that's her wheelhouse. But Art Fest is going to be April 20. I think it's 20th to the 23rd in Haines. Yeah.
Excellent. And this is on February 9th.
February 9th, it's a Monday night, 6:30 to 8:30. Doors will open at 6, tickets at the door.
Okay.
We got
cool.
it.
Cool.
Thanks.
Thanks,
Thank
Ashley.
You. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Stuart. Hey, Stuart, I also want to know, should I email you if I want this on the calendar, community calendar?
Yep, sure. You can email me or Julie or Isaiah, and that will be fine.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Great. Fantastic.
Yeah, Julie's usually on top of it. She looks at what happens on Tradio and often creates a PSA. Yeah, but like it's always good to, you know, write in and let us know all the details.
Absolutely. You can always write or call us with information. And sometimes we'll be in the midst of talking about it on Tradio, and then she'll come in with a little card. She's on top of it. let's see. Elsewhere around town, again, if you want to give us a call, 907-531-8049 is the number. Also happening here in town today, today at 10 is Bingo Size. At the Parks and Rec Activity Room, sponsored by Petersburg Medical Center and Parks and Rec, combining bingo with exercise, and it is free. Mitkoff Island Al-Anon meets today at noon at MDT Studios at 3rd and Excel. For more information, it's 518-4007. Bingo, of course, was mentioned at 6 o'clock tonight. And Mitkoff Island Alcoholics Anonymous meets tonight at 7 at MDT Studios, again, 3rd and Excel. 518-0061. The Moose Lodge is hosting steak night tonight for members and guests. And the Elks Club is also doing steak and seafood night, open to members and guests. Reservations are appreciated at 772-4601. Do we want to do a recap of everything we have?
Sure. Cindy called. she called in for close-up fundraisers. And one of the first ones happening are fresh baked bagels. And it sounds like they have everything bagel, jalapeno cheddar and cheddar. They are four for $20. They will be distributed Sunday the 25th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the high school cafeteria area. Mm-hmm. And you can place an order by calling the high school or going on Facebook, and I'll get that number at the end so you can get ready for it. Also, they are having a big burrito sale. That's happening February 17th from 5 to 7 p.m. And it is a 12-inch tortilla filled with pulled pork, beans, salsa, cheese. And they are $10 each or $5 for $45. And she says they freeze well. And so you can buy a bunch and just pop them in the oven. And again, to order, you can call 877-526-7656. And again, you can also go on Facebook and find that information. Joyce called for bingo at the Suns tonight. Doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7. You need to be 19 years old or older to play. And the snack tonight sounds like it is Salisbury meatballs. Ashley just called. The local talent show is coming up February 9th. It is a fundraiser for the Drama Club and Art Kids heading to Art Fest. You can find out information, or if you would like to help out either as a performer or helping out with the bake sale, you can contact Ashley at alohr@pcsd.us or find her at the school. Mm-hmm. Tickets will be available at the door. It is a 6:30 p.m. start with doors opening at 6. All kinds of talent are welcome. There should be at least poetry out loud and the drama club doing a few things, but everybody is welcome, so get in contact. And if you're not a performer, attend.
That's right. Support the performers who are doing things, even if they might be a little nervous, even. You never know. It's always for a good cause. That's great. Again, if you want to call us with something to share, 907-531-8049 is the number. We'll take a quick look at a couple other things happening around town this weekend here while we wait for some more calls. Petersburg Parks and Rec hosting an indoor distance-based triathlon on Saturday at 1. And you track how many yards you can swim in 10 minutes, miles on a stationary bike in 20 minutes, and miles of walking or running on a treadmill in 20 minutes. So it takes everything will take about an hour to do completely. Sign up as a team or conquer all the portions yourself. This event is free of charge. Contact Scott at Parks and Rec for more information, 772-3392. And very glad they were able to get things repaired over there
to allow this to continue. Oh, my gosh. Much, much more quickly than expected, which was really nice.
Yeah, very, very nice. But that was only took a couple of days, honestly. Sons of Norway is holding a Meet the New Members potluck on Sunday at 5 p.m. for members. Oh, yeah, this Sunday, making sure that's the right date, the 18th. Sunday at 5 for members and guests. Norwegian stew will be served. Please bring sides, salads, breads, or desserts to accompany the meal, and that is at the Sons of Norway Hall, Sunday at 5. And the Rain Tree Quilting Tech will be in town to service and clean sewing machines from January 18th through 23rd, and that's at the basement of the Lutheran Church. Machines may be dropped off starting the afternoon of the 18th. You can call Mora at 907-518-4551 with questions or to sign up to have your sewing machine serviced.
I just heard a ring.
Let's see if it's a... we'll wait and see if it comes through. And it did. Yay! All right. Good morning. Caller on at line one. You're on Tradio.
Hey, it's Aaron.
Hi.
Hey. It doesn't sound like Matt or Dave's calling in, so I guess I need to call in and put a plug in for the MT1 class coming up.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Classes start on the 25th. It's not a short bit of training. It's 150 hours. And trains people to go from not knowing anything to being a full-fledged EMT-1 and being able to really help their community out. The fire department, as always, is short on volunteers at the moment, and the current EMS and fire staff could sure use some help. So anybody that's willing to step up and put a little training in, we would love to see you.
Okay. And who should they contact?
Well, the easiest thing to do is go to the website, jointpvfd.org. There's a ton of information there. Hours, there's class information, there's info on what it takes to continue being a volunteer and time dedication requirements there. And you can put your application in. You can do all the magic things on the website.
Okay, could you repeat that website? Because I think I started talking over you.
Mm-hmm. Join. PVFD.org.
PVFD?
Mm-hmm. Petersburg Volunteer Fire Department.
Aha. So what was the first part?
Join.
Okay. At?
Join.
JoinPVFD.org.
.org. Okay.
Yeah, I think you could also email Aaron Hankins, ahankins at Is it PetersburgAK.gov?
Yes.
You can call the fire department or reach out to anybody with a blue light on their vehicle. There's lots of ways. The website, I think, is probably the most straightforward, easiest way to get some information.
Okay.
And you said it's about 100 and how many? 100 and some hours again?
It's 150
hours. 150
hours. For the full EMT-1 certification, yeah. But we have other options, too. If you just want to join and do a little bit of training and become a driver for the ambulance, that's very well needed. And then, of course, there's fire branch and search and rescue branches, too.
Okay.
Needed and rewarding. And, again, you're going to get this training, and then you're not going to be dropped into the deep end immediately. You're going to be working with other people who have already had the training and know what they're doing, so you're going to kind of learn on the job as well, which is a great aspect, and you don't have to respond to calls 24/7, 365, but it's as your life and schedule do allow. There is that flexibility, or you can sign up for shifts and things, as Matt mentioned. So, yeah, very rewarding thing to do and help your community.
That's absolutely true. All of that.
So, can I ask a question too? Because, so do you offer this only once a year?
Yeah, the EMT-1 class is only offered once a year.
Okay.
Unless, of course, we get a whole bunch of people that want to join and we can make that happen. But it takes a lot out of the instructors, and it takes a lot out of the department to be able to put on a class like this.
Right.
So, yeah, we try to do EMT-1. Usually if we get people to come in and want to start helping out, then we set them up as drivers. And that's a really great way to start an intro to the program, because then you kind of see what it's all about and see if it's really for you. And a lot of people are afraid of what they might see or something like that. But like Matt said, the vast majority of the calls are not the bad stuff. It's helping people with some basics and helping them get to the hospital and help package people up, and it's not the big bloody ugliness, and you're not doing the magic stuff you see on TV shows, and it's the reality isn't quite like that.
Right, so we shouldn't expect so scenes from
really
the pit.
yeah, it's not an ER program. Okay, I've got to get going, but thank you guys very much.
Thanks, Deborah. We appreciate it.
All right,
great.
Yeah.
Been putting that out a lot the last couple of weeks,
yeah.
And it really, really, I do say it is worth your time, worth your while, and it is starting here in 9 days.
Yeah, so very soon.
Get on it.
Uh-huh.
All right. I think that probably just about wraps things up.
I think that wraps it up. I will just say the website again. I mean, I asked about it enough times, so you probably was repeated enough times, but let's do it just one more time.
Sure.
If you are interested in the EMT class or anything helping out with search and rescue, being a driver, just anything, call. You can call the fire department, or you can go to the website joinpvfd.org.
There you go.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Well, appreciate you coming in, Chris, and thank you everyone who called in for Tradio today. And that is going to wrap it up for this week. Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is supported by Alaska Commercial Electronics, moving forward as Island Refrigeration, to continue ACE's 35 years of marine electronics sales, installation, and service. Equipment and repairs at the ACE Building, 908 South Nordic Drive, 907-772-3893.
Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
And support for Tradio comes from Tongass Federal Credit Union with the Build and Save Match Savings Program, helping low-income residents in Southeast Alaska save for a home of their own. Applications are open now. More information at tongassfcu.com/buildandsave or 907-228-8676.